And now the KWGS local news at 6:31. Doctors at Tulsa's only children's hospital say COVID admissions are continuing to accelerate. Dr. Travis Campbell is chair of the pediatrics department and the children's hospital at St. Francis. He says the bump started at the beginning of June when the Delta variant took hold, and through the end of August.
You're going to see about a 6.5-time increase in hospitalizations. Now, just early on here in September, I don't have the numbers, but I would say those numbers are exponentially increasing in the same consistency that they have from early June to now.
Campbell attributes the exponential rise in cases to the start of the school year, with most schools in Oklahoma not requiring masks. Campbell says area pediatricians are unanimously in support of universal masking in schools, as masks have been proven to reduce the spread of diseases like COVID and the flu. Warren Clinic Dr. Brad Hardy agrees.
You know, politicians will say that there's inconclusive evidence in regards to masking, in regards to how well it works. But if you ask any clinician, physician, anybody who actually studies science, I mean, there's universal acceptance.
According to the state health department, COVID has killed at least 4 Oklahoma children. The Oklahoma Republican Party says refugees from Afghanistan fleeing the Taliban are not welcome in Oklahoma. In a video posted to the party's Facebook page, Chair John Bennett spreads a number of anti-Muslim talking points and asks fellow Republicans to stand against welcoming the refugees.
I think it's high time America holds its generals and civilian leaders accountable. We need to hold them accountable. Oklahomans, I encourage you to call and email the governor, call and email your legislators and tell them, do not allow Afghan refugees into Oklahoma.
Bennett, who is also a Pentecostal pastor, has a history of anti-Muslim rhetoric. The Oklahoma chapter of the Council on American Islamic Relations issued a statement in response to the video saying Bennett is, quote, unhinged and seeks only to spread hate, divisiveness, and promote violence toward innocent Muslims in our state and country, unquote. Oklahoma is preparing to receive just under 2,000 Afghan refugees in the coming weeks and months. I'm Chris Polanski. This is KWGS News.